RadioSaintPete.com is live this afternoon from Benoy Park on a partly cloudy afternoon. And we are here to help celebrate the 40th annual edition of the Mainsail Arts Festival, which is going on today and tomorrow. The music in the background is live from Pure Prairie League, and we expect we'll hear a little bit more from them as they play their hits, Amy, Falling In and Out of Love, and Love Me, Love You Tonight. This is Joe Bordell live on RadioSaintPete.com on Saturday afternoon, the 18th of April, from Benoy Park. The Mainsail Art Festival is really here to celebrate visual arts, and there are some 270 vendors here representing some of the nation's best visual artists coming to this event from throughout the country. This is a challenging event to be a part of as an artist, and you will see great art of all kinds in the visual category along a wide expanse of Benoy Park along Tampa Bay here in downtown St. Petersburg. But there's a lot more even than that. This is a festival, and so there are plenty of things for the kids to do. There's a Junior League Kids Create Art Tent. There's a Culinary Arts Food Court and a main stage near the food court, where a number of acts have been performing throughout the afternoon today, including Sol Caribe with Latin salsa and merengue music. The Trey Pierce and the T-Stone Band was here earlier this afternoon with their rockin' funk and blues. Wendy and the Soul Shakers performed with blues and soul, and the music wraps up this afternoon with Pure Prairie League. Pure Prairie League had several major hits in the 70s and early 80s, and they're still sounding quite good here on the Bayfront in St. Petersburg. Mainsail, the 40th annual art festival here in St. Petersburg, is sponsored by a lot of public-spirited supporters, including the City of St. Petersburg, the Tampa Bay Times, and the Junior League of St. Petersburg. Other benefactors include the Duncan McClellan Glass Gallery, GEICO, the Mahaffey Apartment Company, McShane Communications, Raymond James and Associates, and Wells Hauser PA. A number of other people participate to put this event on, not the least of which, many, many volunteers. There's still plenty of time to come out this afternoon. The event continues until 6 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 10 until 5. This is a premier cultural event on St. Petersburg's outdoor calendar. Over 100,000 visitors from near and far are expected this weekend to come and enjoy and purchase quality art and enjoy top-name entertainment. The Mainsail Committee of Hardworking Volunteers produces this annual fine arts festival. Exhibiting artists are here to compete, and it is a significant art competition. That's why there's so much competition just to get in the show. But once you get here, you have an opportunity to compete for some $64,000 in prize money. The Mainsail Art Festival was once again named by Sunshine Artist as one of the 100 best fine art and design shows in the nation. The St. Petersburg Downtown Neighborhood Association has awarded the Mainsail Art Festival with their 2015 event Sunshine Award. A few more facts about the event before we head over to the stage to listen to Pure Prairie League. As we said earlier, upwards of 270 juried fine art and craft exhibitors are on hand here at Mainsail. And that encompasses ceramics, digital art, fibers, glass, graphics, jewelry, metal, mixed media, oil and acrylic, photography, sculpture, watercolor, and wood. Included in that $64,000 in cash awards, there is a $10,000 Best of Show, a 40th anniversary award, and a purchase award program as well. One real benefit of this event is that it is a good thing to do for the entire family here in a great setting on the bayfront, and there is no cost to get in. It is absolutely free, as it has been over these 40 years that the Mainsail Art Festival has gone on. Pets are allowed. There are no coolers, but there's a big variety of food and beverage vendors here. Program continues until 6 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow a full day of Mainsail for 2015. There'll be music starting here on the main stage at about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. There will be buffet-style tropical rock beginning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. And then at 2:15, the group Drop and Pickup with great voice and sounds from a folk and indie band. And then at 3:45, the music will wrap up tomorrow with the legendary JC's High Energy Funk and Soul. Also strolling Vinoy Park both today and tomorrow, Deanna the Mime, Barnaby the Magician, we just ran into him, and George Aldrich the Minstrel. So come down and join the fun here in Vinoy Park in downtown St. Petersburg, the 40th annual Mainsail Art Festival. It's absolutely free. There's great music, great food and beverage, and some 270 of the nation's best visual artists. And we are live on RadioSt.Pete.com from Vinoy Park on this Saturday afternoon. Let's listen now to the sounds of the somewhat legendary Pure Prairie League performing now on the main stage in Vinoy Park.
Thank God for coming out and supporting the 40 years of this Mainsail Arts Festival. It's a great thing. We sure wouldn't mind being able to sing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
There you have it, Pure Prairie League performing live at the 40th Annual Mainsail Art Festival here in Benoit Park, St. Petersburg, Florida. We hope you've enjoyed kind of a special moment here, listening to a country rock group from the 70s that hit the top of the charts.